It's a tough time to be in the music business. This weekend, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences will try to forget its woes, from the departure of a scandal-plagued president to a steep decline in CD sales. Sunday is the annual Grammy Award show. Eric Bollert covers the music industry for Salon.com. He says the Grammys are still trying to change their rather stodgy image.
For years and years, the Grammys were sort of, you know, they bordered on a joke. They've become a bit more relevant recently and, you know, give the Grammys credit for trying to catch up with the times. But I think the perception, particularly within the business, is that, yeah, they're sort of, you know, our parents' award show.
In recent years, we've seen cutting-edge, critically acclaimed stars or bands nominated for major awards, Eminem or the band Radiohead, for instance. How did that come about?
Well, the reason they've been sort of elevated to the major categories, like Album of the Year, is that goes back to the idea the Grammys wanted to sort of catch up with the times. But they couldn't simply rely on Grammy members nominating these types of acts. So what they did for a couple of key categories like Album of the Year and Best New Artist is they essentially handed over the control of those nominations to a very small sort of blue ribbon panel. And that panel counted up the votes for the nominations, but essentially said, thank you, we're going to pick the top five albums of the year. We're going to handpick the new artists of the year, because if those two groups in it, for instance, sort of come out as very mainstream, that doesn't give the Grammy any edge.
So they cook the nominations.
Well, in a couple of categories, yeah. I mean, and 2 years ago, there was lots of controversy about the Eminem nomination for Album of the Year. But I think in the end, the Grammys, it's putting on a primetime award show, could not afford not to have Eminem in a very high-profile position.
Well, let's talk about the show since it will air this weekend. The music industry is in a lot of financial trouble. Does that make the show more or less significant?
More significant. I mean, you can't underestimate how badly the music business is doing right now. I mean, I know everyone reads about it and hears about it, but I mean, CD sales are down 20 or 30% in the last 2 years. So any chance to spike sales is crucial, and the Grammys is one of the best ways to do that. And one of the best ways to spike sales is not necessarily to win Grammys, but to perform on the Grammys. So if you get a primetime slot, your sales will go up 20, 30, 50, 100% the following week.
So who's performing?
Let's see. Well, it's as usual, it's sort of, I mean, it's an amazing cross-selection. Kid Rock, The Roots, the hip-hop act, Eminem, Ashanti, British band Coldplay, Dixie Chicks, Bruce Springsteen, Nelly, of course, Norah Jones. So it's a nice cross-mix.
Who's likely to come away with awards this year, and might we see some surprises?
I think Norah Jones and Bruce Springsteen are probably the two best favorites going in. Norah Jones, which was sort of the surprise hit of last year, this very young, very talented, wonderful sort of pop jazz crossover record. And then the Springsteen record, which was a phenomena unto itself last year. And the dark horse is Eminem, just because he sold so many records and the Grammys love people who sell records. And the Dixie Chicks is another dark horse for Album of the Year, I think.
All right, Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Eric Bollert covers the music industry for Salon.com.
The Bad Plus calls itself a power piano trio. They explore some unusual rock songs as well as their own distinctive compositions. These Are the Vistas is their first major CD release. Critic Jim Fusilli has listened, and he thinks this group has big potential for next year's Grammys.